Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, man, Dukes and Bell with Squid Billy. Can I still say Squid Billy, or you know, officially Bo Morgan?
Oh, I go by both.
All right. Squid Bizzle. And hanging out here at Ticketmaster Studios at Flowery Branch, Coach Raheem Morris will join us. Chris Lindstrom's the player guest. Wes will be on later. And then Rusty hanging out. We're all on first-name basis with these people as we're talking about what's going down on signing day. We'll get to the daily download, tell you what the spokesperson – I don't think the spokesperson did a very good job explaining what the College Football Playoff Committee was attempting to do last night. More on that in a second. First, congrats to Steve Smith from Buford right down the road. He was caller number 8 on the Ocho, and he's got tickets for GNR, man. I'm stoked. Gwinnett is popping. It is, and that dude is going. I'm stoked because, with all due respect to Mercedes-Benz, with the acoustics, Truist Park for a Hard Rock show is the bomb. Metallica at how many years ago was it now? 6-7 years ago?
No, it was
longer than that.
I think it was 18 or 19.
I was hanging out with George Godsey, a former Tech quarterback. He's a tight ends coach with the Ravens. Me and Goose were feeling – we had tickets right behind the Braves dugout. And, yeah, you were at the same show. Mm-hmm. It was Metallica, Avenged Sevenfold, and Volbeat, right?
Yeah.
I got it right?
Yeah.
And that was a killer show. I wonder who's going to be open for GNR on this one.
I don't know. There's
we got to wait a year to see this show.
They're doing it a year out now, Mike, because there's the Guns N' Roses at Truist. The AC/DC is going to be at MBS, which the ultimate – kick you in the blank story for me is years ago when AC/DC came, and I know you'll remember this. I said, I'm finally going to pull a string, get sweet tickets to AC/DC. And literally 2 days before, Brian Johnson has the ear, throat thing.
Oh, he couldn't hear. He couldn't sing.
Yeah. And he's out for how long? Oh. And so they reschedule it with
Axel.
And you know when that show was? It was the last Falcons preseason game that year, and it was next door. And so Amy, my wife, got to go with her friend while I'm sitting there doing the fourth preseason game.
The most meaningless of meaningless games.
Yeah, so the definition of I got screwed.
Oh, man. Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I didn't go see the Stones this last trip. My feeling is generally if the band is now down to – if half of the original members, more than half, are dead, I'm out. You know, and that's kind of like, I mean, I hate to lose Malcolm, you know,
yeah.
The classic rhythm guitarist for AC/DC, but good to hear Brian back because if you ever guys, even if you're not a fan of hard rock, it's on that, what is it? I don't even know what the number is on DirecTV or whoever your provider is, but he did that interview show a couple of years ago where Brian Johnson from AC/DC goes around and he talked to everybody. And the best one, Day-Day, he goes and interviews Dolly Parton. Up in Nashville. He's like, Dolly, you're a treasure. You're a wonderful woman. And she's like, for her husband who's still alive, she goes, my husband loves that. Just what you weren't always talking, singing all that devil music. It is so damn funny. It's gold.
I actually saw that Stone show at MBS, what, 2 years ago? The best thing ever because, look, Mick gets out there. He's like, you know, we got a big election coming up in this country.
Oh, God.
And the entire stadium was like, boo, shut up. We don't care. Play music. And he goes, all right, this next one's called Start Me Up. And he starts doing his thing. And, like, he just went right in. He realized, like, no one cared. No one wanted to hear it.
That's my thing with you, too. It's like, oh, Boner. My dad used to call Bono Boner. So he's like, Bono's making a speech. Time to grab a beer. We were at the Sphere. It's like, you know, if we could all get together. Oh, okay, time to go hit the bathroom. Hey, man, this hour of the show is brought to you by Wise Guys Pro Wash. Let Wise Guys lights brighten your holidays this year. And we're in the 2 o'clock hour, which means it's time for our daily download.
Stop.
story number one.
Yeah, man, we got the rankings last night, and no big surprises. Folks were worried about Ole Miss. You ever think they were going to penalize Ole Miss? Because they do get Charlie Weiss Jr. coming back as OC. Either way, they stay where they are.
Yeah, I actually said it on the mic. It's a funny story. You know that your boy Dan Wolkin listens to the radio station because he lives in Atlanta. Right. I said it on the morning shift about 3 weeks ago. He had an article later that day, ironically enough, written about it. I did think that there's a chance, but I'm glad they didn't because Pete Golding is really good defensive coordinator there. He's done a really good job of reviving his career. They deserve to be there. Just like Alabama never should have been behind Notre Dame, and they're in the right spot. Alabama should be in the college football playoff, win or lose, on Saturday.
Now, my thing with Hunter Yurecek, and this is the same athletic director he had to take over for Baylor's AD, who got knocked out of the box because of his hijinks on the sideline and things he was saying to people in the Baylor football program.
Unhinged.
Which got him got. But Yurecek's the same dude who basically said, hey, look, Arkansas fans, I'm sorry. We don't have enough money to support Sam Pittman, and we'll probably never have enough money to compete. So he does, at least then, speak truth. Athletic directors no speak forked tongue, but then he goes to explain the college football playoff rankings. Doesn't make a lot of sense. Here's Hunter Yurecek. First off, if teams not playing in your conference championship weekend, can you still move up or come down?
The management committee during the offseason provided some clarification to some comments that were made last year, and indeed, idle teams can move following the results of the championship games and how they impact the teams that are around those that play in the championship game. And data such as strength of schedule, teams that may be idle. So, yes, teams that are idle can move up or down. Following the championship games, we will re-rank the top 25 teams, and we'll see where they fall.
Now, the one thing which I didn't understand, and I'm with you, Notre Dame and Alabama, I think Alabama plays a tougher schedule than Notre Dame. The only problem is they didn't make the argument the right way. They're talking about, and I was tweeting about this this morning, follow us, Mike Belly, Tail Squidbilly 929, and the thing that made me had to laugh out loud, they're talking about, well, you know, we look at Alabama, and they had a big lead, 17-0 at Auburn. What? Like, what does that have to do with the price of tea in China? Game control? Yeah, I mean, they were aggressive, and I'm glad they went for it. That was a ballsy move by DeBoer. But I just thought, like, when you're talking about why you'd give them the edge, the committee gave Alabama a little respect for winning that game, getting out early 17-0. Yes, I understand it's a rivalry game. Auburn's 5-7. That doesn't make any sense to me.
What if he just said this? We value a win over Auburn at Jordan-Hare more than a win at Stanford.
Correct. Just say that.
Just say that.
That's all you have to – they always get in their own way because – and these are athletic directors, so they're quasi-politicians. But to me, I mean – now, to some folks, it goes over their head. It don't mean nothing. They'll get the teams they want in the playoff. But the funny thing is Miami looking up at BYU. They put BYU in there as a buffer. There's basically a fall zone right now for Alabama. We'll see. Now, Miami fans, guys, I'm sorry, don't lose to Louisville. Certainly don't lose to SMU the way you did because – I despise Miami as an FSU fan, but the way they handle some of the big moments in the games they lost is why they're not in this.
Yeah, they're on their own worst enemy, just like the College Football Playoff Committee is with their explanations. If you would just say it the truth, just say it exactly how it is. Don't try to BS me. There's not a – who has a better win in the country than Alabama?
Right.
Ask me who has a – I mean, I'm gonna tell me, excuse me, has a better win than going to Athens because Georgia looks like one of,
right,
if not the best in the country.
That's a huge win.
Yeah, it's an enormous win, and Ole Miss has played them tough in there. That's why they're there. You know, the A&M.
And they lose to Oklahoma, who, by the way, is ahead of them, as they should be.
Yeah.
I mean, you've got – this thing is – I know that we have – some say SEC bias. Look, the atmosphere, the competition, just you cannot compare it with the Big Ten or Big 12. You just can't.
No, you
can't. And the ACC's not even in that conversation right now.
Who is the – so you have Ohio State and Indiana in the Big Ten and then Oregon. Other than that, Michigan, and I know USC's in there technically now too, but Michigan didn't look like they belonged on the field last week with Ohio State. Defensively, they're fine. They can't throw the ball. They're running the 1919 offense.
Right. And Steve Spurrier, I'm sorry, Steve Sarkisian, I'm sorry, you can't lose to Florida. So you can sit there and he's trying to spin this seven ways to Sunday. Sorry, pal, can't have three losses.
Two best teams he played combined 30-plus points they lost by.
Right.
Sorry, 32
Georgia,
points.
Georgia boat raced you, man. Hey, here's one more cut from Hunter Yurecek from Arkansas, head of the College Football Playoff Committee. What happens with Bama if they lose and BYU beats Texas Tech?
It did not, Reese. We will evaluate the results of the championship game after they are all completed over the weekend.
Thanks for nothing.
So let's see. Texas Tech would fall. a little bit. They'd probably fall to 9.
Right. And then Oregon potentially, but not even playing. The benefit of not being in a conference championship game this year could jump up to 4.
Which would be honestly ridiculous if you have 3 Big Ten teams in those spots, basically because of who's Oregon beat. What's the best right. win on Oregon's schedule?
Oregon got, I mean, I thought that Indiana win was certainly most impressive on their schedule, going into Oregon getting the win. We'll talk more about the college football playoff. Story number 2 is right here at Georgia Tech.
Story number 2.
We knew he's going to get a raise, Bo, and today it's official. Brent Key gets a little extra in the envelope until 2030. He certainly earned it. Now, obviously not the way they wanted it to end, and the defense is going to have to get tightened up, and hopefully they're on that recruiting trail this time. We'll talk to Rusty about the job that Tech did on recruiting today as the first part of signing day. But Brent Key, extension through 2030. He gets a $2 million bump, $2.5 million bump. He was making $4 million, now up to $6.5 million. I'm a big fan of It is a shame the last few weeks the way it turned out, but he's certainly got Tech in the right direction.
Yeah, I'm more than a big fan. I absolutely love the guy. He's the best thing that's happened to that school in a long time. And I do believe, I'm not mistaken, along with that, it also has increased investment for the current staff and resources for additional staff. So, in other words, they reinvested into the program of Tech with coaches and getting more assets for him to work with, because think about it, what he's done there is $6.5 million a year, really on the same line with some of the other coaches and where they've had better resources.
And now it's just a matter, I hate they lost Jay Batt as the athletic director, but because I think he got, not that the current doesn't, but getting all the ships, and it seemed like they're all in the same direction. You've been in this town long enough. We've seen Georgia Tech where they're almost like a poor man's Auburn, where you got all the different boosters have different ideas of where the program's supposed to be.
Yeah.
Seems like everybody's funneling the money where it needs to go. So congratulations to Brent. Story number 3, a little NBA.
Story number 3.
And by the way, Daily Download brought to you by Akins Ford, where the end-of-the-year deals start now again at Akins Ford. Chris Paul gets outright released by the Clippers. Look, I don't know what he's got left, but I only need him for about 8 to 10 minutes a game. I know we've sort of had a positionless or pointless point guard situation with the Hawks. I kick the tires on Chris Paul just for a guy down the stretch for a playoff run when Trey's getting a blow.
Yeah, something weird happened with this story. I'd love to know the
Let's call him and Tyron Lue hate each other.
Yeah, well, Chris Paul is well-respected. The thing for me, though, is he's going to have his pick if he wants to go. I imagine he'll chase a championship. Does he think that's here?
Clippers and the Hawks tonight at State Farm Arena. Hear it right here on 9.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money? Still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Tonight in the game, hey, he's probably around. You know, get him before he flies back to California. I just like the idea of having a veteran, a little bit of depth, and I know things got sideways with Lou, but I like his style. Hey, man, this hour of the show brought to you guys by Wise Guys Pro Wash. That Wise Guys lights brighten your holidays. Let them do the lights for your dojo, your holidays this year with the guys from Wise Guys. We'll come back. Bo Morgan in for Carl. Talk about the Falcons, man. Where's Kirk Cousins at? Is he where he needs to be with this offense? We'll talk about it.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.